Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, as this is the first time our delegation takes the floor, allow me to express our sincere appreciation for your creative leadership and devotion to your work as chairperson of the Group of Governmental Experts on Lethal Autonomous Weapon Systems. Be assured in my delegation's full support to your and your team's endeavors as you assume this demanding role for another cycle. Mr. Chairman, today's deliberations unequivocally demonstrate the high contracting parties' strong aspirations for progress on substance and for conversion of the GGE discussions into tangible outcome. The numerous proposals submitted to the group add significant value to the dialogue, create a great opportunity for in-depth, sound, and well-grounded deliberations, and present a big amount of substance to the table, thus encouraging the delegations to build upon shared understandings and to seek even further convergence on fundamental issues of essence. To effectuate its present mandate and validate its overwhelming endeavors over the last couple of years, the group should push forward, focus on accumulating common ground, and dedicate even more efforts into the process of elaborating measures related to the normative and operational framework of autonomous weapons systems. Mr. Chairman, Bulgaria reaffirms its endorsements of the two-tier approach whereby autonomous weapon systems are not in compliance with international humanitarian law will be prohibited, and other autonomous systems will have to be subject to certain regulations. The regulations in question must guarantee that autonomous weapon systems comply with IHL provisions by maintaining appropriate human control throughout the system's whole life cycle, preserving human responsibility and accountability, and implementing risk mitigation measures. In our view, the two-tier approach presents an attainable structure to elaborating measures related to the normative and operational framework for autonomous weapon systems. Moreover, this approach is picking up steam and appears to give a favorable and universally useful direction, which creates good conditions for the group to force its work and to pursue achieving consensus and a solid result in May that echoes the essence and the advancement of deliberations within the GGE. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.